Hello everyone, this is Leah Pikin-Kalidis from Creative Every Day, and today I am speaking with Brianna Aldrich, a Blisscovery expert, and I just love that word. Hello Brianna, how are you?
Hi Leah, I'm great. I'm happy to be here. How are you?
I'm great. So where did you come up with the word Blisscovery? I just love that. I love when people make up words.
Yeah, thank you. It was one of those things when I was thinking of a business name, I was like, words were flying through my mind all the time. I'd come up with something and I would like run to the computer to check the, you know, domain availability and it would be gone. And it was just like, finally this one came to me and I was in love with it.
So tell me a bit about what you do.
Sure. I'm a coach and I work with people who are wanting help with, I guess, usually one of two things. Either they're wanting to find their thing, and so helping them figure out what work would really light them up and how to make that happen. And then more to the point of what we're talking about today, I work with people who struggle or have a lot of stuck spots around their weight or food, eating, body image, all that big stuff.
Yeah. And there are a lot of people with those issues, and I thought it'd be great speak with you, being that it's the month with the theme of body at Creative Every Day, and I've been following your site for a while and really enjoying your blog posts, and I was like, oh, I have to speak to Brianna about all of this, so I'm glad you're willing to do that. And I'm curious about how you stay connected with your body.
Yeah, that's really the first step, I think, in all of the work I do with people is like helping them get connected. And not to be too obvious about it, there are all these fancy ways we could talk about it, but it's really, for me, like the simplest stuff that is a requirement for me, which is, you know, getting enough sleep and listening to my hunger cues, eating when I'm hungry and stopping when I've had enough, and eating stuff that feels good in my body and energizes me. So there are all sorts of like fancier ways that I try to connect with my body, but if that like foundation isn't there, nothing else really seems to work for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I've found that to be true in so many aspects of life. There's like all these fancy ways to go about doing things, but it's the simplest stuff that usually is the most effective, probably because you can do it regularly because it's easy and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, and it's like you kind of need that foundation. Like if I'm overtired, it's really hard to feel good in my body or, you know, and it's harder to listen to hunger cues or choose starting very basic, I think, is key.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I know that with like a lot of body issues, a lot of times people have trouble accepting their body or feeling any love towards their body. Do you have any creative ways to bring more self-acceptance to yourself?
Yeah, I do. And this is, there are so many things I do or have done, and I think different things work at different stages in sort of healing this stuff. So you kind of have to start with something that feels comfortable for you. I'm not going to force anyone to, like, stand in front of a mirror and whisper sweet nothings to their body if that's not your thing. Because it can just bring up a whole bunch of resistance if it doesn't feel real for you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So one idea is just, like, to introduce some little nourishing ritual into the way that you are already taking care of your body. So it could be something really, really small, like lighting a candle while you get ready in the morning. And even if getting ready only means, you know, brushing your teeth and whipping a comb through your hair, just, like, setting a little frame around what you're doing and saying, hey, body, you know, this is a moment where we're kind of in this together. So it could be something really, really small like that.
Mm, I like that. Starting small, simple little things. And lighting a candle seems really nice. There's just something really kind about that. I'm curious about, I think people are kind of mean to their bodies sometimes, or mean to themselves. I know that I can be that way. Like, I have this, like, strict side in my head. And if for people who sort of want to take a more kind approach to themselves, do you have any other tips for people who kind of want to take that kinder approach towards their body?
Yeah, totally. This is, I think, like, the hugest thing. We kind of think that unless we beat ourselves up about stuff, we won't take any action or make changes, I think. I think that's really common. Like, was I just, if I like my body, then I won't do anything to change it, and I really, really want to change it. And it's just, it's so the other way around. If there's anything that I'm sure of in all of this, that's the thing, that guilt doesn't work, and just kind of perpetuates that struggle. So I think one of the keys is to go with the assumption that whatever issues that you're having, there's a perfectly good reason for them. And see if you can experiment with being some kind of scientist or detective of this stuff and look for clues about what's really going on. You know, you mentioned that you have this, like, really strict voice. Mm-hmm. And so there's something to that, and there's an exercise that I used to use a lot, and I got it from Martha Beck, who's my teacher. She wrote a book that I use a lot called The 4-Day Win, and it's a great book for food stuff, but also just for any, like, building any kind of healthy habits. She has an exercise in there that I love, and it has to do with that strict voice, and then also there's another voice that's, like, really wanting to rebel against that strict voice, like, just go crazy and, you know, eat all the junk food in the house. Mm-hmm. And so does that sound familiar, like having two sides of it, kind of?
Yes, I think of it like the inner drill sergeant and then the rebellion force.
exactly.
And they, like, wore it out. Yeah.
Exactly, and she calls it the dictator and the wild child, which is totally exactly what you just described. And so something that can be really useful for me is to give both sides of the struggle a voice, because I think when one of them chime in, it's like, no, I don't want to hear that, it's mean, or no, I don't want to hear that, I don't want to eat all that junk food, and so we try to push it away. And so the exercise that she talks about is, like, to hold out your hand and imagine that drill sergeant is in one hand, and she's, like, wielding a whip and saying all sorts of mean stuff, and the little rebellious force is in your other hand, and let them talk, and sort of offer, like, loving kindness and compassion to them, and notice that they're both just trying to help you. The wild child is really trying to help make sure that you're fed and taken care of, and the dictator just wants you to be healthy and happy. And notice that neither of them are you. You know, when you really get into that place where you're watching them, you can see that neither of them are you. You're bigger, and you can make choices outside of what they're telling you.
I like that. That's really great. I've been thinking about this a lot lately because of the body theme and just my own past with this sort of thing. So it's interesting to think about. I do feel like I have, like, this bigger awareness of these voices now and able to dialogue with them, and I think that's been really huge in healing my own issues with food and the body. And just thinking about how this all ties in with creativity, I'm curious if you think that body issues can get in the way of expressing yourself creatively at all.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think that obsessing about our bodies and food and all of that stuff just keeps us from, like, real honest engagement in our lives. Sort of puts this, like, barrier between what's really going on, between us and what's really going on. And so there's this idea called a designated issue, and it's like anytime you feel stress or anxiety, you turn to this designated issue. And so for a lot of us, that designated issue is food or body image issues. And so we miss out on, like, juicy stuff that's going on in our lives because we just turn to that as a kind of a coping mechanism. And so I think it definitely gets in the way of, like, tapping into what's really going on with you. And I think that sort of interconnection is what informs a lot of creativity. But I also think, like, kind of the other way around, body issues can inform your creativity. So, like, for me, one of my most, like, I guess my most treasured form of creativity is writing. And I really found that because of my body issues. Like, it was journaling and turning to writing that helped me heal this stuff. So I think it goes both ways.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, because a lot of times whatever our issues are our way in, our way to dive into something that's, like, going on, because usually whatever our focus issue is, it's a way into, like, all the stuff that's going on in our lives, all the bits and pieces and things like that. So, you know, while we may be focusing on our body, it relates to everything that's going on, usually.
Yeah, exactly.
And it can be really interesting when you start to explore it in whatever creative means that you have, because it can be powerful. And so it can lead to some really great expressions through writing, or through if you're trying to paint it out or whatever. It can be really a great place to explore.
Yeah, it's like you get access to this, like, rich inner experience. Exactly.
Cool. What's one thing we can do to nourish the relationships we have with our bodies and feel more comfortable in our own skin?
I think just starting to see it as a relationship and call it a relationship is huge. So I think we, like you said at the beginning, we spend a lot of time in more of a battle. And, you know, why won't it just do what I want it to do, or why won't it look the way I want it to look? And so it's like us against the body. And so seeing it as a relationship, I think, is huge. And then the thing that comes to mind with me about this is reframing our attitude towards movement or exercise. And, you know, we don't even have to call it exercise, because sometimes that's a really triggery word for people. But I think that most of us want to be active, and, you know, when we are, we feel stronger and more energetic, and our bodies like to move. And I think there's, like, a huge shift that happens when you start looking at that movement as something that you give your body instead of a way to get results, or something that we do to our body. And don't get me wrong, there are plenty of days when my brain absolutely does not feel like working out, but my body is always grateful, and it's just, I always feel more comfortable in my own skin when I'm actually in my body. What about you? I'm curious.
For me, movement has been really important, and also I think reframing it. I used to think of it as, like, I'm doing this or I'll get fat, you know? And it was not a pleasant experience. But as I've gotten older, it's become more about when I get some movement in my life, I feel better, and I want to feel good, and that's, like, the bottom line. And a nice bonus is that I'm stronger and healthier and fitter, usually. But it's not the reason why I do it, and then it's easier to do, because the reason is resonating with me as a whole a lot better.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way.
Yeah. So I know you have a teleclass coming up. Do you want to talk about what that is?
Oh, sure, I do. It's really a lot of what we're talking about today, you know, helping people reconnect with their bodies and heal some of this stuff. And I guess part of my philosophy is that we are all, like, so unique about this, and we all have, you know, very sort of, I don't know, individual, unique issues around this stuff. And we also all have the answers that we need. You know, there's no outside program that that has the answers that you need. You have all the answers that you need. And so it's really about helping people tap into that for themselves. So yeah, I'm doing a 6-week telecourse with a good friend and a fellow coach of mine, where we'll go through a bunch of that stuff, and it starts next week, actually. I can't believe it's already here.
I know, time is flying already. It's wild.
I know.
Yeah, and where can people find you?
Oh yeah, people can find me, like you said at the beginning, my website is Bliscovery, the word bliss, and then Covery. And I have two, actually, bliscovery.com and then bliscoverywellness.com. And the wellness one is where the details on that teleclass are. And then people can also find me on Twitter, just with my name.
Very good. I'll put links to all that underneath our interview as well. And I've been asking this of everyone I've been talking to about body stuff, and I'd love to ask you as well. What's one thing that you're particularly grateful about your body today?
Today? That's a really good question. Gosh, today it is so beautiful out, and I'm really grateful that, like, feeling the fresh air on my skin, and that I, you know, can experience that, like, that sensation, like, really be in my body and feel the way the air and everything feels around me.
I'm just smiling listening to you talk about it. And not just because I'm jealous of your Southern California weather.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Brianna. It was such a pleasure to talk to you, and I hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you, Lee. It was so great to be here.